This is 96.7 3WZ, your home of your classic hits radio station. We sprinkle in stuff like that as well. We've got the folks with us from Rockbridge Area Health Center. Carrie Stillwell, the physician assistant at Rockbridge County High School, and Mandy McComas from the Maury River Middle School. She's the nurse practitioner. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today. Greatly appreciated. And something new that you guys are a part of at the local schools here at Rockbridge County is the new school-based health centers. Tell me about it.
Rockbridge Area Health Center, in coordination with Rockbridge County Schools, has opened two health centers, one at Maury River Middle School and one at Rockbridge County High School, to serve the students and their medical needs as well as behavioral health needs and, as always, dental needs in a convenient location for parents and students.
What a huge saving of time that is as well, because I imagine if the kid gets sick or not feeling well, if you're the parent, you're not in the school, you got to take time off of work, you got to go pick them up, you got to go to the doctor, and then hopefully take them back to school and put them back in the school. But with the school-based health center, you guys are right there, and they can just go see you guys during the school day.
That's right. They still have to access the school nurse that will contact the parents to make sure that they're agreeable for them to see us. But we're there on site for medical care. Yes, sir.
It's harder to call mom and dad and say, hey, I have a tummy ache. Come pick me up. Nope. Now you got to go see the doctor right there.
Absolutely.
In the school. All right. So now there's probably some misconceptions out there. Clarify for me and our listeners how this program fits with the students' existing health care.
Right. There's always misconceptions with new programs. But our intent is not to replace the current primary care provider, but to address health needs in a convenient location for students and families. Our providers will share medical notes with the student's primary care physician to make sure everyone is on the same page. And this is just an added convenience, especially for more immediate needs that can be addressed during the school day.
You mentioned behavioral services as well. Tell me about that.
Students who need counseling or support for mental health issues are usually seen within 1 to 2 business days, with a referral from either the counseling department at school or through our medical services.
And it's important for parents to realize this is done with their consent. It's not, you know, shipping the child down there without the parent knowing about it. It's a parental consent involved here.
Absolutely. Parents are notified at every step of the process. Yes, sir.
Now this is super easy for the parents to get their children registered for these services. How do they make that happen?
It is super easy. Parents just need to complete a consent form, which was sent home with all students at the beginning of the school year. Parents can pick up a new form at the school. They can call or text us at 540-464-8700 or visit our website at rockahc.org/SBHC to download the form. And once we get the registration form back, their child can access medical and behavioral health services through the school's nurse's office. We're also continuing our in-school dental program, which has been running for over 10 years now.
Mm-hmm. So times are tough. There may be some kids that, you know, or parents that just can't afford these services. How does this work, and do parents have to pay?
No student will ever be turned away due to the family's inability to pay. We accept Medicaid and private insurances. We also have a sliding scale and medication assistant programs for families that need financial assistance. Our providers can link families to support services to help them run through all these. It's also made possible by a generous grant from the Virginia Healthcare Foundation, along with several additional grants.
And of course, that's why you guys are here. I mean, you're here to help the community, because you are a community health-based, you know, program with these with the in-school health centers and such. Anything else that maybe parents should know about the school-based health centers?
Well, it would be great for the parents to know that the school-based health centers are here to make healthcare easier and more accessible. It's a convenient solution for families, and it helps ensure students stay healthy and in school. And we encourage all parents to register their child today so they can take advantage of these services when they need them.
Yeah, it was those papers that came home at the beginning of the school year that many of us probably threw in the trash. So you can pick up more back at the school. And of course, you can also find them online at rockahc.org/SBHC. All you got to do is go there and you can register your child. If you don't have access to a computer, just call or text 540-464-8700 with any questions. And ladies, thanks for sharing that information with us today. I think it's important to get it out there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is 7:14. Yeah, you make me feel like dancing. Good morning.